Let's talk about your now Representative Ilhan Omar. Many people back here, I'm in North Dakota, they don't know or forgot that she actually went to North Dakota State University. She's from, obviously, Minneapolis. You've done some investigative work into her. What have you found out?
Well, I was on the ground investigating Ilhan Omar and her ties to terrorist organizations like CARE, of course. You know, there's this whole controversy about her brother. The evidence shows that she really did marry her brother. But unfortunately, the media has such a hard-on for Muslims. Right? I mean, they really do. It's kind of bizarre if you think about it. Like, the media has such an obsession and infatuation with Muslims and Islam that they cannot even if their life depended on it, these people would not be willing to report anything critical on any Muslim candidate or any Muslim individual in society. I mean, the way that they portray Muslims, right, they try to make it sound like they are perpetual victims, that they are minorities, when statistics and knowledge and just facts, like any rational human being would be able to see that this is, you know, total nonsense. Muslims are not a minority. There are 2 billion Muslims in the world, and there are nearly 15 million Jews left. There will soon be more Muslims in America than there are Jews worldwide, right? And so when Ilhan Omar makes an attack against Jewish people, right, or her hatred for Jews in Israel comes out, and people try to justify it by saying, oh, well, we got to protect this black Muslim minority woman who wears a hijab, right? She's such a minority. She's a victim. You know, stop bullying her. She's a minority. Well, she's not, right? And this is just an example of the left really bastardizing statistics and making excuses for Jew hatred and aiding and abetting Islamification and support for terrorism. And they don't want to admit that, but that really is what's happening here. I don't know if you saw Ilhan Omar. She actually traveled and she met with Erdogan. And Erdogan is insane. He's the president of Turkey. He's called for global Islamic domination. Turkey is a Muslim Brotherhood stronghold. I mean, this you have CARE, which is a designated terrorist organization, endorsing Ilhan Omar in her campaign, advocating for Ilhan Omar, calling on people to be banned and silenced if they criticize Ilhan Omar, okay? And they are essentially the Muslim Brotherhood in America, Hamas in America. They were even found during the Holy Land Foundation terrorism trial of supporting Hamas.
United Arab Emirates has declared them a terrorist organization. And in fact, Representative Omar is going to be speaking at a CARE event. I think it's, in the next couple of days down in Los Angeles. So I want to push back a little bit because I've heard the same stuff about that she married her brother. It's immigration fraud. I've yet to see the actual documentation that demonstrates that and proves it. Because if it's true, then obviously she should be held accountable and at least be indicted or prosecuted if she did in fact commit immigration fraud. So do you have the data, the paperwork, whatever it is, to show that, hey, this is factually true?
There is evidence that shows this, and I've published numerous reports. I mean, you just look at the social media posts, right? I mean, her family members refer to this Elmi guy who is believed to be her brother as her brother, and she has siblings. He's a British citizen. Several of her siblings live in the UK, okay? In Somali culture, you know, the sons generally take the names of their fathers. I mean, everything is there. And why would you be married to a man at the same time that you're married to another man, right? I mean, and she tries to justify this by saying that she has a cultural marriage and a legal marriage. Well, this is America, Ilhan, okay? Like, you know, we're not trying to make Islam the dominant ideology here, okay? You know, we don't really like chopping little girls' clitorises off, okay? We don't want our women to be forced into covering themselves and subjecting themselves to sensory deprivation by walking around with a damn rag on their head, okay? And I feel confident in saying that if she espouses these ideas and really believes that that's what she wants to see in America, then I think she needs to go back to Somalia. And I would hope that our government would actually make that happen and deport her back to Somalia, where she truly belongs, because immigration fraud is a serious crime in this country. And if she did marry her brother for immigration purposes, she should immediately be removed from Congress and deported.
Well, President Trump did suggest that she should resign after some of her anti-Israel, anti-Semitic comments. Again, we're visiting with Laura Loomer. If you want to check out her website, find out more about her, or help out her investigative journalism, go to freeloomer.com. Again, freeloomer.com. I want to give you the last word here, Laura. One of the things you did say in your video, and you've mentioned a couple times as well, is, hey, you've got some big announcements coming. Things are coming down the pipeline. What's on the horizon for you?
Well, I'm doing a lot of work continuing my expose into big tech corporations and the social media companies, and of course the jihadists that we now have in Congress. And I'm doing a lot to raise awareness about anti-Semitism, Jew hatred in America. And people can follow my work. I'm banned, like I said, on Twitter, but people can follow my work on my website by subscribing to lauraloomer.us.
All right, so you can check out lauraloomer.us, again, lauraloomer.us as well, or go to freeloomer.com. Let's hope that this interview gets in front of President Donald Trump. You get an invite to the White House, and maybe you can push the needle here to get an executive order to make sure that conservative voices don't get squelched. Laura, thanks for the time. We really appreciate it. Hopefully we can do this again, okay?
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.